I'm tired of fearing the walk down to the registrar. Like paying your tuition with rolls of quarters and socks of change isn't as cool as the flick of your pen to sign your name on them dotted lines when the only lines I'm familiar with are the ones outside the pantry.
Those are the voices there of Karina Sanchez, Pearl Quick, Anthony Pittman, three young friends featured in a new documentary called To Be Heard. It follows their journey through the world of the South Bronx, but also their journey through a writing class, which seems to have helped them not only grapple with identity, but grapple with family issues and other things going on in the neighborhood that sometimes can be overwhelming for young people. It's a film about how language can empower us. To Be Heard is currently being screened at a variety of venues all across the country, from the Hamptons to St. Louis. It's directed by a team of four people, including Edwin Martinez, who joins us now in studio today, and Karina Sanchez, who stars in the film. And we just heard your voice a moment ago. How do you feel when you hear your voice like that?
Honestly, anxiety.
Really?
It feels good to hear my voice because I feel like sometimes, you know, it can help someone else. But at the same time, it reminds me of how I felt when I used to write that kind of poetry and, you know, the seriousness of the message that I have to put out there, because if not, then, you know, other people won't know the struggles that we had. So I just feel a really, really great sense of responsibility.
That's Karina Sanchez, who's the star and subject of this new documentary, To Be Heard. And we have one of the directors with us, Eddie Martinez. You know, Eddie, there are tons and tons of documentaries that are about two different kind of stories of young people, right? There's the ones that are tragic, where you follow a kid struggling against odds and they fail. And then there are the heroic ones, the stories of overcoming all odds and going on to graduate from Harvard or become the president or CEO of some major corporation. This is neither of those. Did that make it harder to film?
Yeah, I think when you start out making a film, you're kind of trapped in these notions of what a story should become. You know, whether is it going to be the tragic film or is it going to be the triumphant film? And I think if we spent the time, we were filming this for 5 years, it's been 6 years since we began at this point. If you stay with a story, the natural complexities of life come out. And it's in that we found a story that breaks kind of the mold. It's not a cliche, because life isn't really a cliche. You know, the cliches are based on what real stories are like, but we found something else. And what was hard about it was the time and the patience. But we really found, in trusting our main characters, were we able to really kind of easily tell their story, you know?
But I, you know, with us is one of your main characters, yeah, so to speak, Karina Sanchez. And I got to say that having watched, especially some pieces of the documentary, I can't imagine it was easy for you to tell this story. This is an excerpt from the documentary, and this is a poem you wrote about being abused by your mother.
How many more fractured ribs and busted lips will I have to blame on a fight? How many more, Ma? They say that if you look over that rainbow, you would see that there is no place like home. And I say you're damn right, because there's no place I don't want to be more.
That's being seen by audiences all over the nation. How does that make you feel?
It's kind of like a double-edged sword. You feel, wow, you know, I overcame that. You know, it makes me feel good. At the same time, I feel that sense of heavy responsibility, because a lot of those kinds of stories don't get told. And I feel like that responsibility is taken off my shoulders. Even though it's really hard to explain and have people know what happened, it feels good to know that even through those little bit of words that maybe somebody can overcome what they feel.
Yeah, and it's amazing to see, you know, when you're going through something as dramatic as that and as difficult as that, as those problems at home, you feel like you're alone. You feel like you might be the only one who has problems like this. And I think for Karina and for the people who've seen this film and are going through it, there's a lot of power in realizing that, you know, there's other people out there that are going through something similar, and in seeing and being inspired by her way of handling that, they can be inspired that, you know what, there is light at the end of this particularly dark tunnel. It's not, you know, it's not all hopeless.
That is Eddie Martinez. He's the director of this documentary, To Be Heard, and Karina Sanchez. Her story is part of the new documentary, To Be Heard, which is currently in limited release nationwide. And Eddie Martinez is one of four directors responsible for this film. And you know, let me ask you, Eddie, there have been this, obviously it's well made, it's gotten a number of awards. But beyond that, it seems to be really connecting with people. And that's difficult for a documentary film. There are hundreds, probably thousands, I don't know, of documentaries made in the United States every day. Every year, and it's rare that one really kind of touches people, especially young people. Why do you think this one does that?
It's a good question. You know, I've been saying recently that if you had told us a year ago that we were making what you might want to consider a crowd pleaser, I would have told you you're insane. That, you know, we knew we had an interesting story, but it's been shocking to see how many people and how many disparate kinds of people have connected with our film. You know, I think it's rare for a documentary to fully embrace a human story. I think a lot of documentaries, there's a notion of, I think, that you can do whatever you want just because it's a documentary. You can put in your ideas, you can be pedantic or, you know, manipulative, and we didn't do that. We really took to heart the core message of Power Writing, which is, if you don't learn to tell your own life story, someone else will tell it for you. And we really embrace that philosophy, and the film is really about Anthony Pearl and Karina first, and they're really compelling young people. You know, they have amazing stories, they're amazing people. You know, they're now my friends, and I think our film tries to be transparent and allow the audiences to connect with them the way we connect with them, which is as human beings, as people first, and to take them on the journey of three very real lives. You know, it's a very intimate film. You really feel like you're in the living room with them. You're in the classroom with them. You're on the street with them. You're with them through these ups and downs that, while on the surface may feel very different from the ups and downs we all have in our lives, they're kind of not. They're kind of the same. You know, whether your dad is out fighting in Afghanistan or in prison, you know, if you're a teenager, your dad's not home. And that kind of feels maybe a little bit the same. So I think we all see in Anthony Pearl and Karina a little bit of ourselves, and in that we can be really inspired by them and connect with them.
Well, Karina, let me give you the last word here. For the teenagers out there, and I'm sure you know what the statistics are on teen suicide and teen issues. For the teenagers out there that may be watching this film or listening to your voice, what do you say to somebody who's maybe going through similar struggles that you went through?
It's not the end. It may seem like the end because, you know, you're a teenager and, you know, everything is bad and, you know, it's not the end, and it's going to get better. And it's just, you just have to be strong, and you just have to know that at the end of the day, you know, you're still breathing, and a lot of people don't have that. So I just want to tell them to be strong and you just got to stick it out, because it will get better. And when it gets better, it's the greatest feeling in the world.
Karina Sanchez, star, subject of the documentary To Be Heard, and the director of the documentary, one of them, is Eddie Martinez, both with us here in studio. The film is currently in limited release nationwide. And I understand, Karina, you now teach a power writing class, right?
Yes, I'm teaching a couple.
Good for you. Thanks to both of you for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You beat me down, beat me down, beat me down with your mental, emotional, and physical abuse to the point where I can't lay my head to rest at night. Hiding bruised cheekbones and fractured ribs. Covering aching thighs that just remind me of why they hurt so bad. And yet I remain strong.
That poem from the documentary To Be Heard is currently in limited release nationwide.
Join any of the conversations on this program. You can talk about the troop withdrawal announced by Barack Obama last week. You can talk about the economy or something else. A lot of you have been talking about the situation in Libya that was the focus of our coverage last week. Give us your take at 877-8MYTAKE or post to thetakeaway.org. And you can check out the Takeaway blog for a glimpse at what we're working on. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headlee. This is The Takeaway.
Thank you. At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.